Bacon and Babble listeners, week 7 college football, and as it may be a surprise, the gang's all here. Hey. In front of me, I have my one and only, my soulmate, Brianna.
Hey, baby.
Hey. And then, quite possibly...
your other soulmate.
Maybe. But with Mr. Giggles over there, who might actually have one side of his Rubik's Cube done in the last 3 weeks.
Chris. He does not have one side of his Rubik's Cube done in 3 weeks.
Titus can get one side of a Rubik's Cube completed.
Can he?
Yeah. At least the four-sided one. It
doesn't count.
Yeah,
it does.
I always knew he was a little slow.
Yeah, the one that's just a cube. that one.
That's a brick, Kyle. You think he'd be good at Squid Games?
Think he'd be good at what?
Squid Games.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it is.
He might be.
No spoilers. I'm going to check it out.
Okay. Yeah. Check that one out.
It was actually really good.
Yeah.
And you just have to get past, like, the first episode because it's kind of like, I don't know, it's slow moving and then you're getting used to the dubbed voice.
Since it's in Korean.
So it seems like a little cheesy, but once you get past that, you're fine.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's not like all of those, like, Game of Thrones. Where they're like, oh, just skip the first season. Like, it's just the one episode you gotta get through.
Mm, that's true.
You don't need to skip the first season of Game of Thrones.
Nah.
You just gotta get past the first 3 episodes.
Oh, see, that's way too much already.
See, and the only reason why you need to get past them is because there's too many names. You don't know who they're talking about. But once you get invested in those names, that shit is badass. And Peter Dinklage is in it, dude.
That's true. I do like Mr. Dinklage.
Like, that's the end right there.
I do like Peter Dinklage a lot, and I like Jason Momoa and the girl who plays Khaleesi.
Right.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Jason Momoa? Pretty sure Marlena pretends...
Does she make you wear the wig?
No. She just closes her eyes real tight.
Does she make you
real
wear
tight.
The Does she make you wear the Aqua Dude suit every so often?
Yeah.
You got the tattoos for it.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Cool. Well, he actually has like a clothing line, so you could get pretty close.
Right. She could get in his pants.
This is riveting radio.
It's probably better than our college football analysis.
Everybody who is here for our college football thing.
So they're so disappointed in this chat.
I feel like we also have to apologize for our nasally sounds because we've been sick for like 4 weeks.
Yeah. They're used to it from my end.
Yeah.
I don't think that's why you guys need to apologize.
Just because we have a shit podcast. That's why. But you're listening, so you're in it.
Yeah, they're part of the problem too. They could give us an email or something.
Exactly.
All right, let's jump into this. Number 1, Georgia beats number 11, Kentucky, 30-13. And this was the first time that SEC East 2-6-0 teams have played each other, which seems surprising.
No, I mean, the first time since, you know, Bear Bryant coached.
Right. In, what, the 70s?
60s, jeez. I think. Maybe it was a while ago. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. So I bet on Georgia minus 21.5. And then the fact that the fucking Wildcats got a touchdown on the very last play to screw that over. I'm pretty grumpy about it.
Oh, poor Kyle.
What was the score?
30-13. 17.
U of A is not doing well.
No, U of A hasn't won since 2019.
this game went exactly how everybody thought it was going to go.
Yeah, Kentucky, like that first quarter, and really the first half looked pretty good. It was 14-7 at halftime.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was close. It certainly wasn't out of reach, but Kentucky had no, like, I mean, after, they had mistakes, you know, the fumble.
Right.
The Kentucky could have recovered that would have, you know, stopped Georgia's second scoring drive was a huge mistake. You know, they could have recovered that fumble, but they watched it bounce like an incomplete pass.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, I remember that one.
Georgia's defense, while it was impressive, I don't know that the Georgia's played anybody where their defense would much matter yet.
Right. Well, their defense, you know, let Kentucky have 51 rushing yards on 1.9 yards per carry. that defensive line is monstrous.
They are. And that one guy, I can't remember his name right now.
I think he's number 99, Davis, I believe.
Just the giant dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. 96.
Is that what it is? Jay Davis, I believe? Yeah, only 6'6", 340.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had bigger. Is what she says to her 5'7" husband.
I thought you were 5'8".
I don't think I am.
I feel lied to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think when we started dating, I said I was 5'9", so.
That's cool. We're both just shrinking.
But neither.
Really, this one, you know, I mean, it was a pretty. I watched 3/4 of this game.
Uh huh.
And I was just, I mean, for a while there, I was actually rooting for Kentucky, even though.
Yeah.
Didn't put my money on them. Closer than I thought it would be.
It really was. Yeah, the first half was fun. The second half, like, wasn't as, you know, exciting. It was just,
right.
You know, it's kind of like watching a one of those constricting snakes, like, kill its prey. Well, the beginning is fun. Like, you've seen it. Like, the last half hour is exactly the same as the first half hour.
Yeah, totally. I mean, then this is just a good SEC game, you know.
Well, if this was
if
this was a good SEC game, let's talk about a bad Big Ten game. The overranked number 2 Iowa Hawkeyes lost to the Purdue Boilermakers, whose mascot is just a dude who works on Boilermakers or is a Boilermaker.
Makes boilers?
He just keeps the house warm? Is that what that is?
Number 2 Iowa getting just hosed by Purdue. 4-2 Purdue.
Well, when your starting quarterback is 17 of 32 with 4 interceptions. It's hard to come back. And that was their like I said last week, like that's where they're weak at is their quarterback play, and that's what screwed them over this week.
Right. No, in his 17 completions, he's got 195 yards. The four interceptions, though, that's what really, really, you know, locks that one in. There were two interceptions in the last minute. Purdue had the ball for 34 minutes and 46 seconds. 464 total yards to Iowa's 271.
Well, a Boilermaker assembles, installs, or maintains or repairs boilers or closed vats and other large vessels or containers that hold liquids or gases. Or the Boilermaker is just a cocktail.
Oh, maybe he's just making cocktails.
It is a college, so that makes sense.
I'd like to think he's just making cocktails.
I prefer that one.
What are those? Is it for methane? Or what? Like the things that you can plug in to detect that gas?
Carbon dioxide?
Radon makers?
Carbon monoxide?
Carbon monoxide? Is that what it is?
I don't think so. It looks like it was just like a container for liquids or gases.
Oh.
Like
that doesn't.
He makes tanks.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
We won't get too much into that.
I guess if they're highly pressurized and break, it's a missile.
I think that's the thing. When boilers like get old, then that's when that the gases start leaking into your home.
Oh.
And then you have like the carbon monoxide detector, that thing.
Yeah.
But usually it's because of the boiler.
Gotcha.
Or something. I don't know.
Oh, either.
That's cool.
Hopefully our hot water healer doesn't turn into a bomb.
I know, we need to get one of those.
A bomb?
Carbon monoxide.
Oh.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can get a bomb too if you want.
We can't. We don't. We're not. Maybe an M80, but nothing more.
What?
M80. What's just that? The little ones. Oh. Basically.
All right.
So, were you surprised at how far Iowa fell after losing to Purdue?
Yes and no. I mean, was Purdue unranked last week?
Yes.
Okay. Iowa should have fell that far.
Right.
Losing to an unranked team in their conference. The surprising thing is that Alabama's still at four.
Yeah.
You know, that's the part that it's not so much, it's just not a equitable system, you know.
No.
The way that this is run is not equitable.
I guess like Texas A&M is a higher quality team for Alabama to lose to compared to Iowa losing to Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
Because at least, like, Texas A&M had been, you know, ranked at previous points in the season, where I think this is the first time Purdue's been ranked in forever.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why Purdue's ranked right now is because they beat Iowa.
Well, they're 4-2. Yeah.
Purdue's other loss came to, let's see, Notre Dame, fair enough.
Yeah.
And Minnesota.
Iowa still lost. And, you know, I'm glad that the system, like, made Iowa fall as far as they, you know, they should. With losing to, like, kind of a crummy crummy college football team.
Yeah, totally. I mean, again, I don't have any issue with Iowa going from 2-11 by being beaten by Purdue. You know, honestly, Iowa probably should have fell below Notre Dame, seeing as though Notre Dame beat Purdue.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out.
Yeah. But maybe the CFP will take that into consideration later.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I doubt it. I think it's going to look basically the way it looks now.
And then possibly...
Barring the crazy Big Ten stuff that's coming.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But possibly the CFPs, there we go. Cinderella team, Cincinnati. Jumping all over UCF, University of Central Florida, the Knights. And they hit they were favorited and they hit it.
Oh, nice.
They were -21.5. And I thought about it. I was going to jump on that, but I ended up not. Turns out I should have.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And Cincinnati keeps rolling, you know.
Yeah.
Good for them.
No, and yeah, they should beat, you know, UCF by, you know, 35 points.
Right.
I mean, this is what they have to do for the rest of the season to keep their, keep some respect.
Yeah. What conference are they even in?
Was it the...
Oh, they're in the AAC. With nobody. With Navy and Tulane.
Right.
In South Florida and Memphis and Temple and East Carolina and Tulsa. And
yeah.
And SMU. No, SMU. Oh, SMU's right. Interesting. Is Houston right?
I don't believe so.
No. Okay. I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, if Cincinnati keeps playing like they're playing, they, you know, they deserve to be up there.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the game was over at halftime, 35-7.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, you have 476 total yards to 296. I mean, it actually looks like a closer game by rushing yards and passing yards than rushing yards. You're basically even 141-140. UCF actually outrushed them.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, outpassed them.
Oh.
Rushing yards is where they're lopsided.
Cincinnati just wants to get the game over, keep the clock running.
Yeah. UCF had 3 turnovers to Coastal or Cincinnati. One fumble.
Huh. Now, does Oklahoma finally get that big margin win that we've been looking for and they've needed? A 52-31 beating of TCU?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a bigger margin win, but it's not giant.
No.
Against Texas Christian, you know. I mean, it's a pretty evenly matched game.
Right.
And TCU with 529 total yards and Oklahoma with 525.
Oh, 1,000 yards of offense.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma went with Williams.
50 in the air.
Wow. So you're saying we could play quarterback for the Big Ten or the Big 12?
It's possible. Apparently defense didn't show up.
No. You know, and Oklahoma went with their backup quarterback. You know, they started him. He was 18-23 with 295 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions.
Attaboy.
You know, there's rumblings that Spencer Rattler might be hitting the transfer portal.
Yeah. Dude even had 9 carries for 66 yards.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
good on them. They finally put up some points.
Right.
Alabama wins 49-9 over Mississippi State.
Almost got my spread that I wanted.
You really did. Chris was thinking that Alabama was going to win by 50. They only won by 40. Oh, that was close. How are you feeling? Yeah.
We knew they'd come out gunning on this one. You know.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. I just had like a little. Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, they came out guns blazing. Let's see. Mr. Young was 20 of 28 for 348 yards.
Not bad.
No, not at all. Alabama had 543 yards of total offense.
Yeah. The funny one is Alabama's 195 rushing yards to Mississippi State's -1.
Wow.
So the 299 total yards of offense came all in the air from Mississippi State.
That's crazy.
They had more passing yards than they did total yards of offense because of the -1 rushing yards.
Well, it's because their quarterback had 9 carries for -41 yards. And his longest run was 11. So he had, like, probably, what, 8 sacks for -55 yards?
He was 35 of 55 passing attempts.
Hey,
300 yards. That's still a good game.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's a terrible percentage, but
every 2 passes, you have a first down with that.
Right.
Until you throw an interception every 12 passes.
Right. Oh, Alabama.
Well, then we jump down to 9. Oregon barely beats California.
Oregon's done, man.
Yeah.
They gotta be done.
It's the whole Pac-12 sucks.
I mean, how do you keep them there?
I don't know. Well, they actually got, I mean, they dropped down to 10 from 9 with their win.
Yeah. I mean, fine. And it's more so that things shifted above them. You know, but still, I mean, it's 24-17. It's just, you know, it's the Pac-12, man. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jump down to number 10, Michigan State, squeaking past Indiana 20-15.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here either.
I want to say Indiana, you know, put up a fight. It was, yeah. You know, they were up 9-7 at halftime.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had watched this.
Yeah.
Because Indiana has 322 total yards of offense to Michigan State's 241.
Yeah, that's not a lot. That's some good Big 12 football. Big Ten football. I never get them right anymore.
There was a pick six.
Oh, okay.
So Indiana had 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. Michigan had 2 interceptions. Pretty sure there was a pick six, but I can't.
Yeah, there was. It looked like it was in the 3rd quarter.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this is a slow-moving kind of... And again, I didn't watch this one, but, you know. This wasn't a real exciting week for football.
No. The Oklahoma State-Texas game was pretty exciting, though. Texas was winning for most of the game until Oklahoma State came back.
I'm trying to remember if I watched this one.
I definitely watched like the first half, and we had all picked OK State.
Oh, so I did watch this one. Yeah. But it was just the first half. I think I watched the second half.
Oh, the better half.
Or the middle half. I kind of just remember it being, kind of what we expected.
Like, Texas is, like, they can, play with most teams, but they just can't beat most teams.
Right. They're kind of just hanging in there.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Want to see who their losses came to. Let's see. Arkansas. Wait.
Yeah.
4-3. They got 3 losses.
Arkansas,
Oklahoma, and
Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma State, yeah. Ooh, back-to-back. Bummer. Yeah. But they played Baylor next week, man. They got a shot at that one.
Right. Now, is this just another reason that Texas should stay in the Big 12 and not go to the SEC and get crushed?
Yeah. It's one of the many reasons why you shouldn't just jump into the SEC.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Who's going to whoop up on K-State if Texas isn't there?
That's true. Those Kansas and Kentucky teams need somebody.
Yeah, the two unbeatens in the Big 12 are Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Wow.
Baylor's got one loss. And then everybody else is, pitiful.
What? Do you mind if we jump down to number 20, Florida, getting beat by LSU?
Was that a Friday game?
No, it was a Saturday game.
I can't even find this one.
Well, Florida might have tried to get it erased from the internet.
Attaboy, Florida. Yeah, dude, I can't even find this one.
It was a shootout, 49-42.
Was this Florida State?
No, just the Gators. It was an SEC juggernaut battle. And I'm surprised with this win. I know, LSU hasn't been doing the best the last 2 years, but, Mr. Orgeron being another ranked team, thinking that he might stay on longer. I'm not sure if he's getting fired or he's just resigning.
No, I think it's just time.
He's just old.
So it's sad.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it happen, but... in the last 3 years, his program has slid.
Well, and that's the hard thing with, 3 years ago, they won a national championship. If they're not in the playoff or winning a national championship, it's a shit season.
Yeah, totally. Here's the issue, man. I mean, you're in the same conference as Alabama. It's difficult. Alabama, Auburn, they're always great teams.
Yeah. Ole Miss can be hit or miss.
Yeah, totally. Ole Miss is a storied tradition.
Yeah.
Right now they're 5-1. It's tough. You give LSU 3-4 years, and they can be back at the top. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe this is the turning of the tide, too.
True.
You don't always want to see the same 15 teams in there. So maybe seeing, you know, Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, up there with Michigan, Penn State, you know, you see kind of a shakeup of the top five. I only skipped Ohio State and Alabama in there, you know, because those guys are always hunting in the top four. That's, they want to shake up, they got to go.
That's true.
You know. But you're always going to have somebody, you know, from the from those big conferences in the top and up there, you know. How do you recruit harder than Ohio State and Alabama?
Yeah. You can't.
You got to beat them in the national championship.
Right.
That's how you do it. That's how Cincinnati gets to number two, you know, by playing great football the last 3 years and finally recruiting. Well, but yeah, you can put LSU to bed and the Gators.
Oh yeah, Gators are done.
The Gators to bed long ago.
Yeah, they're both 4-3.
Yeah.
All right, so let's, I guess we pick a couple of games for next week since we have nothing that are ranked versus ranked.
Nothing good, huh?
There's a USC Notre Dame game.
Looking for it. I didn't see it.
It starts at 4:30 on NBC. NBC.
Yeah, we could do the USC Notre Dame game.
All right.
I'm gonna take Notre Dame on that one.
Oh, my love.
Yes.
We have USC, who is unranked. They're the Trojans. Going to South Bend, Indiana to play Notre Dame, number 13, and they are the Fighting Irish. Because all Irish are fighting.
That's true. There's no peaceful Irish.
There's no peaceful Irishman when you talk to Notre Dame.
yeah, I'll do Notre Dame.
That's a good call. I'm going to go with that as well. And that's it. All right, everybody.
Hold on. I'm looking up something in the Big Ten. Oh, never mind. I thought Indiana was doing better, but they're not.
No.
So I thought maybe we could do the Ohio State-Indiana game.
Like, is Clemson versus Pitt a ranked Pitt team? But Clemson just lost to, what, Syracuse or something.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be better to do the Oregon-UCLA game.
Ugh.
Let's see what UCLA looks like right now.
They lost to Arizona State.
Oh, my God. So terrible.
And they only beat U of A by 18.
Oh, UCLA's 5-2. 3-0 away. Are they playing at home? No. Yes.
Yeah, so they got a chance.
and they're riding two wins.
This week sucks.
This week does suck.
All right. Well, we'll keep looking at that.
Okay, let's do a fun one then. Let's do UTSA versus LA Tech.
Wait. Where's LA Tech?
I don't even know what UTSA is.
What time's the game at?
It's at 4:00.
All right. Oh, University of Texas, San Antonio versus Louisiana Tech. We got the Roadrunners versus, I don't know what Louisiana Tech is. I think it's the Screwdrivers.
What division is UTSA in?
Oh, I think that's... American Conference, the AAC, as well as Cincinnati, I believe.
No.
Oh. Oh, Conference USA.
Oh, okay. Wow, I don't know any of these teams. Yob. Oh, this is a conference game, dude. Utah versus LA Tech. Yeah. LA Tech is 2-4.
All right.
Utah is 7-0.
Ooh.
Old Dominion is in this fucking conference.
I didn't even know they had a football team.
So is Marshall.
But we are Marshall.
We are not Marshall.
Oh.
We refuse to be Marshall.
We are farmers.
All
right. Shut up, everybody.
Thanks. All right, I'm going to take Utah. LA Tech sounds terrible. I hope they upset them.
Oh, UTSA is going to LA Tech.
And LA Tech is currently 2-1 at home.
Right, those are all of their wins are at home. They've lost.
Utah is 3-0 away.
Okay, so I mean they lost to UTEP. Looks what? South Carolina? No, I'm sorry, NC State.
LA Tech lost to.
In Mississippi, there's a chance.
They barely beat Southeast LA.
We should just pick high school.
I don't know what that means. That's probably Southeast Louisiana, I imagine. But I think it's funnier if it's Southeast LA.
Brianna thinks we should just pick high school teams.
I think we should, too. It's not a bad idea.
Maybe instead of, like, talking about these crummy teams, we figure out what we're going to do for our Mascot Mania next week.
We could do that. How are we going to roll with the Mascot Mania?
Okay, so last time we did just which is the most dominant mascot. So we can't do that again because they're all the same.
Right.
Like.
Wait, because what's all the same?
Well, all the mascots are the same.
Oh,
you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the devil is still the devil and, you know. Do we do like the best live mascot, you know, like Georgia and, Texas both have live mascots. Like there's a few more with like birds and such. Do we go with like coolest, non-animal or human mascot? Because you have, like, Syracuse, and it's just, like, a orange.
Stanford tree.
You have the Stanford tree. That's always a winner.
You have a Buckeye.
Right. Yeah, you have a nut that just looks like a pot leaf, I guess. Right. You have the Hilltop. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers have that just red goblin-looking thing.
So, yeah, I mean, we could do that. And are we... So we've got best live mascot.
Yeah.
And each of us come with an argument.
Right.
So we do
okay,
live...
Best, so we got best live mascot, then we have best non...
Animal or human?
Yeah. Say yeah, non-animal, non-human mascot, and then how about best mythical creature?
Oh, well, I got
is there a sea serpent?
For sure,
Gritty.
Gritty's more than mythical. And are these just football mascots?
I know, too.
But I think we open it up.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Because it's going to be way more fun. If we have some, you know, like the mythical. You know, some of those like AAA baseball teams have some fun ones.
So it's just, is this one just like, okay, what do we think is coolest? Or like which one of our mascots would eat the other one? like for the live one? Or is it just like, okay, you came with your explanation about it for what?
I think the coolest.
The coolest.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure like the Texas Longhorn Bevo, who's like what 2,000 pounds, probably gonna beat up the Bulldog from Georgia.
Right.
Just with the stomp.
Right.
So I think like just the coolest.
Just the coolest.
Oh. But we gotta have our game.
Yeah.
As to why we think one. It's the coolest.
So we each pick one.
Our favorite
and
one.
Argue our case why our mascot in each of the three categories is not only the coolest, but dominates the other two mascots.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And there's three categories.
Yeah.
So each of us will take a turn going first.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
In all debating rules, that does seem fair.
Yeah.
Are we going to do this with the American Collegiate Association debating rules?
Yes.
Thank you.
You cannot take a breath, and you have to speak as fast as possible.
While drinking water.
And whistling while eating crackers.
Right.
Perfect. All right. Not bad.
Okay. Will you note out those three categories?
I already have, sir.
Sweet. I'm going to do a quick rundown.
You got it.
Here's your top 10. Number one, as deserved, Georgia. Number two, Cincinnati, still unbeaten. Kind of untested, but still unbeaten.
Right.
Number three, Oklahoma, still unbeaten. Your one loss, Alabama. Ooh. Your one loss, Ohio State. Yay. No losses for Michigan. One loss for Penn State. Who's Penn State's lost to?
Iowa.
Oh. Well, that just got worthless. Just became a terrible loss.
Yep.
Then number eight, Oklahoma State. Number nine, Michigan State. Number 10, Oregon. Here's your top 10.
I like it.
So far, it's going to get shook up soon, which will be fun.
Right.
Because 5, 6, 7, and 9 are all going to bloody each other.
It's true. So there's the three of us debating. I'm pretty sure we're all biased towards our own mascot. Would Marlena be our what was it? Not narrator, but
I feel like with a
judge.
Yeah.
I
do not think Marlena is going to want to be the judge. But I can ask her.
I feel like you kind of know after everyone talks, like,
which one's the coolest?
Who is actually, like, winning there. You know? So you just have to be honest with yourself that you did a shit job.
All right. That's
well,
fair.
That, and I believe we're all going to pick mascots. And, you know, depending on how much work we put into this, we're going to know if we mailed it in. And we're going to know if we deserve to, you know, win.
That's true. Can't be like, I've
you're like
this.
You're Googling your mascot right before. You
which
will not
we're
have
all
a
probably going
argument.
To be doing the day of.
Which we all will be doing.
It'll all be fair.
I have what? This is what I'm doing during my lunch break the next 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
Good luck keeping up that
tape. You putting that out there just made it seem like yours has to be flawless. If it's not flawless, we're not voting for you.
If you're not straight reading from a script, you lose.
Because you have 5 days to work on three mascots. I feel like you should do like 3 days.
Yeah.
Get some work done those 2 days.
Fine.
And you and I have to somehow not tell each other what we're picking. Just in case we pick the same ones. Because what if that happens?
Oh, how embarrassing.
Well, if that happens, then clearly that mascot wins.
Yeah, true that.
So if you guys pick all three of the same ones, I'm going to know you cheated. But if Kyle and I choose the same mascot, or Bob and I choose the same mascot, clearly two of us thought that mascot was kick-ass.
I feel like it's not cheating. I think
the world blows up.
I don't want to pick the same ones as Kyle. He knows them better than I do.
I think
that if we pick the same mascot, actually, the other four mascots get to beat that mascot out.
I can't beat Kyle's 5-dayer to my 5-minuter.
Right.
Hey, I get like a 25-minute lunch break.
True. I'm pretty sure I have a slow work week, so I'm going to be mailing this in at the end.
All right. I think that's the podcast. Good job, everybody.
Yay.
Find us on baconandbabble.com.
This one was very babbly.
It was
that's
pretty.
Bacon-y.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did cook before this.
She did. Done.